but maybe we'll figure out a way to make the most of the weekend. Time now for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abruscato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And let's get ready for the weekend, at least the morning part of the weekend, when Dr. Bill says the weather looks better, and check in with Captain Bobby Abruscato. Hey, Captain Bobby.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
Doing good. Yeah, good. So Dr. Bill says afternoon's thunderstorm kind of deal, but morning should be okay. Where you been? What have you been doing this week? You been catching fish?
Well, yeah, oh yeah, it's been good. But we've had the morning squalls too. That's probably been the tale of the deal here this week is, you know, and it's amazing when you look at those little squalls on your iPhone, the little app on your phone, they look tiny, but I can promise you, if you're anywhere near them on the water, they don't look that small.
Yeah, it's true. And though, you know, it seems to be, I mean, a normal pattern. The storms are down on the coast in the morning and up to the north in the afternoon. But if somebody can find a clear patch to get out there, what's happening?
Well, I'll tell you, a little bit of everything. Through the weekend, it was, part of the morning, we go out and catch them shallow until it started warming up a little bit. Got out and fished some deep structure in the Sound late in the week last week and did extremely well. And the pleasant part of that is, and you're aware of this, when they start shrimping in the Sound, it starts to get real toothy, but it hasn't happened yet, knock on wood. So that's held up extremely well. That's a live bait deal under a slip cork, free line and some kind of live bait. You can probably catch a few on jigs, but you're going to get outfished real bad by the real stuff. I can tell you that. There's just so much bait in the water. The other thing that happens, the wind directions we've had this week, through the weekend anyway, in the early part of the week, the west and southwest, that's the best wind to fish out in the bay. The bay really cleans up well, water clarity wise, cleans up real well. And, so that's a place to get. It's just, you got to be careful when you get out in that bay, as you're well aware. You get out there, there's not a whole lot of protection. So
yeah,
you get them little pop up storms, it can get gets real nasty trying to run from those things out in the bay.
Well, okay, you talk about in the Sound, too, you know, structure-wise, not nearly what it used to be, obviously, on gas platforms out there, but we do have the Bernie Hageman Memorial Reef out there now for people to fish.
Which was formerly a rig, that's right,
yep.
And there's been fish caught on that. And that's the kind of structure I'm talking about. Anything you can find in the water, deeper than 8 feet of water, that's got any kind of structure on it, is holding fish right now. There's a lot of trout on a lot of that structure. Plenty of white trout. You'll catch the occasional mackerel, but it's really been loaded up. And when we're on these big tides like we're on right now, this big new moon tide, the Sound fishes well. But just the key is, you got to catch those days where you're not having that a lot of straight west wind or northwest, because it really tends to muddy that Sound up. And then again, in that case, that's when I move on out into the bay, because I know I can find some clearer water out in the bay.
What about those other participants? You're talking about other species. I got to ask you, red fishing, how's it holding up?
Well, it'd be good. You know, everybody's got trout on, at least the people I'm taking, they have trout on the brain this time of the year. You know, the trout fishing gets so good. And so I don't target reds, but actually stumbled across a few just kind of by accident, mixed in with some of the trout. There's no doubt in my mind that you could get up on the banks, same stuff you do in the late winter, early spring, get up on the banks, creek mouse, points, anything with hard bottom, especially if it's got a feature to the bank. Get out there with a shallow popping cork with either a gulp or a live shrimp, and you're going to find some redfish, you know. You could probably get out to the mouth of the bay. This is kind of about the end of the big bull red stretch. Usually this is about the time of the year where I really start losing that bite out there. That really tends to get toothy when those fish start to gather up and go offshore and spawn, you know. But you could probably, you catch a good hard falling tide, you might be able to still get out there and catch a couple big bull reds out on the bar.
All right, Captain Bobby, better yet, why don't we just hop in the boat and go with you. Tell folks how to get a trip booked with the A-Team.
Oh, you can just catch us at ateamfishing.com. That's the easiest way, and it's got all the contact information on there, and got a couple pretty cool videos up there from some of my recent trips you'll get a kick out of. I think you get a chance to check out the Facebook at A-Team Fishing Adventures.
Very good. Captain Bobby, you'll see you on the island this weekend.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics.